And good evening, everybody. It's evening here in Italy, and it's lunchtime, Easter dinner time, Easter lunchtime over there in the States. So this is going to be a very brief presentation this evening because it's holiday time. So I'm not going to take up the whole hour because I know most of us are in holiday mode, but I did want to come to you and wish you the best of the holiday season, however you are celebrating that in whatever belief system. Remember that this is a time of rebirth, resurrection, and celebration, and let us remember the meaning of this important time. Lots is going on this planet, and I really want to draw your attention to the struggle of the Tibetans. Lots of petitions are going around. These people need our help. Please, please, please write to your government. For example, the United States government said that they're asking the Chinese for restraint. I think we need a little bit more than that. So there are some wonderful petitions going around. Please check www.avaaz.org. They're sending petitions around. I've sent it around to all of my readers. It doesn't take you very long to sign up and voice your contempt of what is happening to the Tibetan people. And they need us now. The Dalai Lama really needs your support.
It's such a wonderful world.
On a happier note, please remember that the journeys, the soul quest journeys, are filling fast. We have the crop circles, Cornwall, and other sacred sites of England in July. And I'm offering my workshop, the two-day workshop, and I'm going to be joined by Jonathan Quinton, who is a master at sacred geometry. So he'll be doing one day, I'll be doing another, and then the tour to the crop circles will follow. Any of you who have not been to the crop circles, please take yourself there. This is one of the most happening things on our planet, and it's every summer it's waiting for those few people who want to be in that vibration, and I would be very honored to bring you there. And then again in September, the great trip to Peru, Pantheon of the Gods. I'm being joined by Kathy Dorr, who is actually organizing the trip for me. Kathy is a true student and of the wisdom of Peru. She spends a lot of her life there. She's also the author of a wonderful new book, Mark Hawazi. I don't remember the subtitle of the book at the moment, but it's magnificent too. And it's interesting. This is the very important time for Peru in September. It is the high altar of this planet, and you've got authors and spiritual beings and shamans all congregating there when we're going to be there. So I have a feeling we're in store for some very magical moments indeed. That is also getting very full, and before long I'm going to have to cut off registrations. So please, if you're sitting on the fence, make up your mind. And if you're worrying about the future and money and the decline of civilization, just remember, you can choose to either be in fear or you can choose to be in your power. And those who are mucking up this planet want you to be in fear because you're easier to control. So please, no matter where you decide to be in your power and your light. And bring that light out to others. That's what you came to do. And that is how the world will be if you are what you want the world to be. And that said, I have other news, which is to tell you that some amazing guests will be coming up in the weeks ahead on my show. One of them is Michio Kaku, who is considered the new Einstein, one of the founders of Spring. Sorry, I've got spring on my mind. String theory. It's incredible that he's giving me an interview. I have always celebrated him and considered him one of the great thinkers of our generation, if not all of humanity. He's going to be on April 20th for an hour, and that is going to be one interesting interview where psychic meets physicist. That would be me, the psychic. That would be him, the physicist, although I'm quite sure he is very in tune with the spirit world. So put that on your calendar and tell everyone you know, because it's going to be quite remarkable. I have many other authors, too. It will be up on my site shortly, and that's www.syrianrevelations.net. And I would like to tell you that I'm just back from Abydos Temple, where I have spent another long stay discovering the mysteries there for the new book I'm working on, which will be entitled Where Pharaohs Dwell. And some very amazing things are happening there. Many amazing things are happening to me personally there. And I'm going to have a lot to talk to you about very soon, about the mysteries of this incredible place in Egypt. Other news, let's see. For those of you in the States who keep writing and begging me to come to the States, I have good news. I'm not coming into the United States proper, but it's pretty sure I will be in Quebec, in Montreal, offering a one-day workshop sometime in October. That hasn't been set yet, but it will be soon. So please, again, watch my website. And if you're eager to work with me, this will be probably the only occasion for a while that you'll find me on the North American continent. So I would love to meet you all and have you join me there. Next year, it's back with the shamans, with my brother, Kayum. We will be doing some incredible work with crystal skulls, and we'll be working with different Mayan shamans there. That will be in March 2009. I'll have some information about that soon. And looks like we'll be going back to Egypt in January 2009. All of this, if you're interested, will start to appear on my website as I start to confirm things. So, again, www.syrianrevelations.net. Keep abreast of what's going on. And do write to me, patcorey@tiscali.net, if you would like to be added to my mailing list for my newsletter, or just if you want to send a message. Okay, that's it for all for tonight, for today. It's a very cold and rainy day here in Rome. I hope wherever you are, the sun is shining bright, and you're with your loved ones, and you are celebrating this very important time for all of us, for all who have come before, and for our beautiful planet. A whole great spirit, I'm with you, I feel you in my heart, and I'll talk to you next week on Beyond the Matrix, the program that asks you to step outside the box of convention. Good night, goodbye, have a wonderful holiday, and talk to you next week.